Reigns rules at WrestleMania once again. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 4th, 2022. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. That's Indie with a Y.
WWE.
Roman Reigns is the undisputed WWE Universal Champion. He unified the WWE and Universal titles by beating Brock Lesnar in the main event of WrestleMania Sunday night. Sasha Banks and Naomi are the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. They dethroned Carmella and Queen Zelina in a four-way title match last night. It's the first ever win for Sasha Banks at WrestleMania. RK-Bro is still the Raw Tag Team Champions. Randy Orton hit an RKO and pinned Chad Gable to win a three-way over the Alpha Academy and the Street Profits. Bobby Lashley handed Omos his first loss on WWE's main roster. Lashley pinned him with a spear. Edge beat AJ Styles. He caught Styles in mid-phenomenal forearm with a spear of his own. Styles was momentarily distracted by Damian Priest, who appeared at ringside. Edge and Priest left together. Styles cut his right cheek during his entrance last night when he apparently bumped his head on part of the entrance stage. Pat McAfee beat Austin Theory. That led to an impromptu match between McAfee and Mr. McMahon, which McMahon won. After the match, Stone Cold Steve Austin entered and handed out stunners to Theory, McMahon, and McAfee. Johnny Knoxville beat Sami Zayn in a prop and gadget-filled Anything Goes match. Sheamus and Ridge Holland won a quick match over Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. Sunday's show opened with an appearance by Triple H. He made his entrance, welcomed fans to WrestleMania, and left his wrestling boots in the ring, symbolizing the end of his in-ring career. Tonight, it's the Raw after Mania. Veer Mahan makes his Raw re-debut. Plus, we will hear from Cody Rhodes. Just hours after his return to WWE Saturday night, Cody spoke to media members on Sunday. He said he doesn't want a management job in wrestling ever again.
AEW.
Tonight's Dark Elevation has the best friends, Chuck Taylor and Trent Barretta, versus the Work Horsemen, JD Drake and Anthony Henry, plus Ruby Soho and Anna Jay versus Diamante and Ashley Damboise, Lee Johnson and Brock Anderson versus The Factory's QT Marshall and Aaron Solo. Also, Paul White will be in action.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
PW Insider reports that Impact Wrestling wants to bring in the Briscoes as regulars on its shows. GCW will run next year's collective at the Ukrainian Cultural Center in Los Angeles, March 30th through April 1st. Filthy Tom Lawler is still the strong openweight champion. He retained the title by beating Clark Connors on Saturday's episode of New Japan Strong. Fred Rosser will be the next title challenger for Lawler. Back in Japan, the Hyper Battle Tour is underway. Monday's show is free to watch on New Japan World. The card is all tag matches. Stardom Cinderella Tournament is underway. First round matches were held on Sunday, and some big names are already out of the tournament. Utami Hayashishita and Tom Nakano eliminated one another when their match went to the 10-minute time limit. Micah and Wonder of Stardom champion Saya Kamatani also eliminated one another from the tournament when they both went over the top rope to the floor. Other notable results from Sunday: Julia beat Thekla and Azumi beat Momo Watanabe. The World of Stardom champion Siri launched her new faction, God's Eye, and quickly recruited Ami Sorey, who Siri beat in the first round, and Mirai, who defected from Donna Del Mondo. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, April 4th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. You can also support our updates by checking out our Patreon page. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.